We're here with Jets head coach Rex Ryan inside Lucas Oil Stadium. And right behind us, actually in front of us, is John Idzik on the football side. You've been working with him for a month to this point. What's it been like?
Oh, it's been great. You know, I think it's interesting that, you know, when you bring in obviously a new general manager and things, you know, you kind of, oh, what's this guy like? Well, man, I mean, he's so passionate. And you talk about a work ethic and all that, it's like, hey, I'm going home. You know, like this guy, he's leaning on a great personnel staff, which is what we have in place here. And it's great. But you sense how it's so similar to when I finally got my opportunity to be a head coach, and I see that same passion, you know, from John.
One thing that caught me while you were talking to the reporters was aggression on all three phases of the ball.
You know, we are going to let the fur fly and let's see what happens. But we're built. We have a team that can match up with you on the outside. We're not afraid of it. And, you know, here we come. But it's I truly believe that when you go back and look that, you know, how many wins, I'm not sure. But I know one thing, we are going to let it go. And we will be that attacking, aggressive style and throughout our football team.
Change is a constant in the National Football League. You know that. Is it tough when you have to part ways with guys like Bart Scott or Calvin Pace or Eric Smith? Players have been here for a long time, and you've had success with them.
Yeah, worst part of the job. All three of them have, you know, those guys are great contributors to this team. They laid it all out there. They actually helped lay a foundation for the New York Jets. That kind of pride starts in that room, and it filters into another room and another room. And I think right now we want to have a team that feels that way. And I think that's, you know, that we will have that. But those three players were a huge part in the building that.
When some of these experts are looking at the draft right now, Rex, they're saying top of the board, defensive players. Could be loaded with defensive players early, and you're sitting there with the 9th overall selection.
And if we do it, I'll get blamed for it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, there you go. But I'm definitely confident in John and Terry and Scott and all those guys that, you know, we're going to get some, without question, we're going to get a good football player there, you know, picking 9th overall. But I think it looks like, you know, an outstanding draft.
We were talking about it first thing this morning. How many combines is this for you now? Right. And how has it changed over the years? Just me going, looking back 5 years, it seems like it's gotten so much bigger in 5 years.
This is 17 years for me now, coaching in the National Football League. And as a coach, it's great. And you wish you could say, you know what, we'll take that one, that one, that one. You wish it was that easy, because it's easy to pick them out, you know, the ones that you want. But at the end of the day, the film's the one that you really rely on more than anything.
I don't know if you heard about this, but I ran a 5.7 the other day, pulled hamstring though.
Well, you know what, I mean, that would be okay if you pulled it like in the first 10 yards or something and kept going. You know, you got it out, that's pretty good. But if it was like right at the end, maybe not so impressive.